James, how much faith are you putting in polls that show Harris is ahead in key states and nationwide?
So, let me say this. August is a great Democratic month. We hell on wheels come August, okay? You remember what George Steinbrenner said about Dave Winfield? He called him Mr. May. The idea is to be good in November. And I tell Democrats some caution here. First of all, most quants say we have to win by three in the popular vote to win the Electoral College. So when you see a poll that says we're two up, well, that's actually you're one down if the poll is correct.
Yeah, you'd lose.
The other thing is Trump traditionally, when he's on the ballot, chronically underpolls, all right? And it sort of came back late in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania in 2020, and it showed Biden winning these states seven, eight
under
points.
Underpolls, meaning Trump's going to do better than the polling shows?
I'm saying because traditionally, he underpolls, traditionally.
Means he's going to do better in the election because people are too ashamed to tell a pollster they're going to vote for.
I don't know, but I'm just saying traditionally, with Trump on the ballot, just telling the Democrats, they said, oh, James and Debbie Downer, oh, what's he talking about? Well, I'm not just telling you, you got to win by three. And I think we can get that. I think the debate on September 10th is going to be so consequential, and it's going to have an audience that we can't believe, because what does America love? A train wreck. And they had one on June the 27th, and they want another train wreck.
I agree on that.
We are witnessing a political revolution like never before. More and more lifelong Democrats are joining the Trump train in a political realignment that promises to shatter the Washington establishment once and for all. Unfortunately, the mainstream media is doing everything they possibly can to distract their dwindling audience to this astonishing political realignment that they're actually deliberately downplaying rather than reporting on. And instead, they're highlighting these bogus response bias polls to make you think that the country's solidly behind Kamala, even though everyone could see who and what Kamala really is with their own eyes. I mean, every interview, the one she gives, it's a literal gift to the Trump campaign. More and more polling that the legacy media are busy ignoring. More and more polling is indeed suggesting that this political realignment between the more populist Democrat wing and the MAGA Republicans is forging an unprecedented coalition. But what will that coalition be like? And what should we expect from a second Trump administration? Well, joining me today is my friend and sponsor, Mark Wilburn. Mark is the head trainer and founder of the Neos Capital Investment Group. He's on a mission to equip everyday Americans with the strategies needed to secure wealth and security for a lasting family legacy. And he's actually hosting a free Trump trade webinar. I love it. A Trump trade webinar online. It's on September 12th at 7 p.m. Eastern. I'll be there, and you need to be there too. So just scan that QR code on the screen or click on the link below to join us for this amazing free online webinar. Mark, welcome, my friend. Good to see you.
Dr. Steve, it's awesome to be here with you and just kind of discuss and go over everything that's happening in our country right now. It's really exciting.
It is exciting. And I was joking with you beforehand, before we went live here, that we should just put what we were chatting about beforehand on tape, because we're going back and forth solving the world's problems as we always do.
Absolutely.
But I mean, dude, I mean, obviously we're simpatico here. You're seeing the poll schizophrenia out there, but you're also seeing all these lifelong Democrats crossing over to Trump's side. What are your thoughts on so many of these high-profile former Democrats now who've joined Trump recently? So he's added Robert Kennedy Jr. Mm-hmm. He's added Tulsi Gabbard, who was once a chair for the Democrat National Committee. He's going to have them both on his transition team. What do you make of those defections, and what sort of impact do you think that's going to have on first the election, but then secondly, on a wider level, the economy?
Well, as a conservative and entrepreneur, I love it. I actually love what we're seeing here. Yeah. I love seeing the unity that's coming. It's funny how everyone kind of frames Trump up as this really divisive character, yet he's the only one reaching across historic party lines bringing together our country. And so we have these loony liberals that are telling everyone, you've got to go woke. And I really feel like God is bringing an awakening to the rest of America. And these lifelong Democrats that you just mentioned, like, their eyes are being open. They're seeing where these policies are taking the country, and it's towards disaster. They don't want to do that. And you have people like RFK, who is nobility Democrat, if we had such a thing, right? I mean, JFK's nephew coming over is a huge win for conservatives. I think it's going to be a big boost in the polls. But the person that excites me the most that's moved over is actually Elon Musk. And here's why. From an economic perspective, when we look at what he's done with SpaceX, his ability to minimize cost and achieve great outcome. We saw it when he took over Twitter, turned it into X, and made it a juggernaut of social media. He fired 80% of the workforce. And were you able to catch the interview that he and Trump did on X? Did you listen to, were you able to listen?
I did. Not the entire, it was like 2 hours long. So I got a lot of the excerpts from it. Yeah.
Well, coming off of that, Trump said that he wanted to put him on an oversight committee on waste and spending. Imagine having a guy with a track record who can eliminate waste and spending, keep everything going profitable. If he were to do that in the federal government, couple that with some of Trump's policies and tariffs, bringing back jobs where you're going to get more income from workers for tax income.
Yeah.
We could actually run a fiscal surplus for the first time since Bill Clinton, depending on how much waste we have. Like, we don't, the government has a spending problem, not an income problem.
Right.
So we're seeing false polls from mainstream media, in my opinion, because independents, even Joe Rogan on a recent podcast got really excited about Gabbard and RFK joining with Trump. So you're seeing these independents come over to the Trump side from a polling standpoint, but from an economic standpoint, I think the play with Elon Musk has the greatest benefit.
Yeah, that's so interesting. I can't remember. I think it was Brett Weinstein. I think he was saying it's almost like, because he's a big RFK guy, and it looks like he never even thought he was going to vote for Trump. And now it looks like he will, because he's got this permission slip to do so from someone he trusts. But he mentioned something like, you know, sort of the parallel economy people that are forming here to the establishment, you know, sort of broken liberal world. It's just forming like a dream team. You know, we've got like the most intellectual giant on the planet, Jordan Peterson. You know, we've got the economic giant, entrepreneurial giant of the planet, Elon Musk. I mean, you just go down. We've got probably the single most famous political name in our nation's history, a Kennedy. You know, you just keep going down the line. And then, of course, you know, the most famous guy on the planet, Trump. I mean, we're just forming this massive dream team, and it looks like it may indeed be the team to finally take out this DC, you know, crooked establishment, like, once and for all. What do you think?
And that's the hope, right?
I
was talking to my wife the other day. It seems like the stars have once again aligned on America from our founding fathers, where you had the Washington, the Hamilton, the Jefferson, the Adams, all these brilliant minds that came together to create this country. And it feels almost like God is bringing these people, the Trumps, the Petersons, the Musks, the Kennedys together, the Gabbards together, to save it. Now, I'm not making that claim, but it has that feel.
J13. I mean, his head should have been blown off, and the whole world should have seen. I mean, that was an easy shot. Anyone who knows how to shoot a gun, I mean, heck, you didn't even need a scope necessarily for it. I would have missed if I didn't. If I probably still miss if I did have a scope, but that was an easy shot. Even so, Don Trump Jr. says, if I had that gun and I had taken that shot, he'd be dead. That was an easy shot. And God, there's no question in my mind that God saved him. There's this whole like biblical imagery of the bloody right ear. So I'm forgetting now that a high priest who put blood from one of the sacrificial animals on his right ear to consecrate himself. Hero Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is all this just amazing imagery. So I'm with you. I think there is, again, we don't know, but there is this intuitive sense that God is doing something amazing here. Let's talk about the market. So as an investor, you're a big investor, stock market expert. You're obviously very forward thinking as you look at the markets. Trump's first term, of course, was huge for the markets. What sort of impact would another Trump victory have on the markets?
I think the greatest thing he would do is avoid catastrophe. That's a big one. You know, Kamala hasn't come out.
The bar is pretty low there, Mark.
But, you know, when you hear some of Harris's policies, which, again, she hasn't done media in 40-something days.
Right.
And
right.
So we don't know a lot of them. But the one that has a lot of my investors concerned and my students concerned is this 25% tax on unrealized capital gains. So I've got clients calling me like, hey, how is this going to impact our trading? How is this going to impact our investments? And what most people don't understand, Doc Steve, is it's not just those assets, it's your home. Ooh. And so if I can unpack this for your audience for a moment, her own economic advisor was on CNBC a couple of weeks ago, and he alluded to their plan saying people already pay an unrealized gain on your property taxes, right? He alluded to this argument, which tells us they're wanting to come after your houses. So if you can imagine, the average home in America is worth about 400K, depending on where you live, right? But across the board, it's about 400,000. Average appreciation is 5%. So your home is going up about $20,000 a year. If you have to pay 25% taxes on that, you have to pay an extra $5,000 per year on your home.
Wow.
And so people are waking up to this. I think a lot of Democrats are waking up to this saying, where are we getting this money from?
Yeah, exactly.
This will devastate savings. They'll have to pull money out of retirement. And we can't afford to do this. Even the guy on CNBC said, this will never happen in my lifetime, but we have to ensure it doesn't happen. And I think that's why we're seeing this coalition come, like you're talking about, with the Kennedys and the Gabbards saying, we can't allow this to happen.
Right.
So the Trump coming in saves us from policies that could literally bankrupt us. And again, when you have a Musk on your transition team and you have a man who literally wrote a book called The Art of the Deal.
Yeah. Yeah.
He knows how to get these things passed so that we can have this economic surplus.
Right. Love it. I understand certain sectors, certain industries saw substantial growth the last time Trump was in office. Can you reflect on that for us? Remind us what those sectors were that did particularly well, and can we expect similar outcomes if Trump wins again?
Absolutely. You know, 2016 does feel like two lifetimes ago with all the news cycles that we've seen. But if you remember, the top prospering sectors were actually financials. Financials blew everybody else out of the water. And then you had industrials and materials. Now, the reason financials did so well is he cut corporate tax rates. He loosened bank regulations and things like that. And I think that could happen. Now, I'm not a believer that history repeats, but it does rhyme. History does rhyme.
I like that. Yeah.
So I think we can see financials do really well. I think we can see industrials do really well, but remember, rising tides lift all ships.
Yeah.
So every industry, I believe, would prosper. What I'm watching, this is my dark horse in the race, is energy. And again, if you listen to the call with Musk, Trump alluded to how we're going to power this AI movement.
Ah.
And he actually alluded to specific niches of energy, which is nuclear and hydrogen. Now, a lot of people get spooked on nuclear energy because they remember Chernobyl. Right. They're like, we can't have Chernobyl. But that was almost 100 years ago. Like that building was almost 100 years ago. So the technology advancements makes it more affordable. It's significantly safer. There's less waste.
And it's
a lot cleaner. Exactly. So between him saying, we're going to drill, we're going to frack. That's going to obviously buoy certain sectors. He's looking at bringing back clean coal, which, yep, again, has been essentially a dying industry since Obama's policies.
Right.
Bringing those back with nuclear. I think that the dark horse this go around is going to be energy.
Neat. I love it. You mentioned Obama. How has the stock market changed? You know, how is it different now in 2024 than it was when Trump was inaugurated and inherited the stock market in 2016 after Obama?
Well, under Obama, we had a lot of policy that kind of stagnated the market. So Obama, right, his policies weren't very good, but it wasn't a train wreck like we're seeing with Bidenomics.
Right.
We had about a 2-year lull essentially in the markets, and it rallied on his hope. I mean, if you look at the market going into elections, we were going down, Trump's elected, and it just shoots higher because of the hope of the tax cuts, the hope of bank deregulation, the hope of having a businessman rather than a career politician.
I love it.
Now we're in a different time because we're near all-time highs, but Bidenomics is catching up. Policy typically takes a year or two to work through the market. And so the first part of Trump's tenure, if we don't get the hope boost, he has to undo some terrible policy, right? You've got runaway inflation. And people say that, you know, inflation's going down. Inflation's not going down. It's slowing down. There's a big difference.
A huge difference. Yeah.
If I'm gaining 5 pounds a year and I start only gaining 2 pounds a year, I'm still gaining. You know what I'm saying? It's not good for my health, just like it's not good for the economy.
Right.
So we've got that. We've got stagnant wages, sometimes declining, depending where you're out, and crazy unemployment, which if you saw the job numbers a few weeks ago, they revised over 800,000 jobs.
It's insane. It was,
So
the worst in 15 years, if I recall, in terms of a revisement. It was insane.
It's one of the biggest in history. Yeah. So Trump's going to have to fix those policies, which could take a little bit of time, but it has the potential to buoy us into new highs. And that's what I'm really excited about.
Yeah. Well, your excitement is infectious, which then raises the question, what can we do now? What can we do for those of us who believe Trump is poised for victory on November 5th? He's stronger now than he's ever been, either in 2016 or 2020. The Democrats are weaker than they've ever been against him, either in those two election cycles. Mm-hmm. So for those who believe he's going to do this, how could we better position ourselves financially to profit from that, to financially flourish? I mean, you mentioned certain sectors that would likely soar, but what can a person who's not running a fund like yourself, what can everyday Americans who are struggling, what can they do right now to benefit from all of this? Because it is exciting.
It is exciting. And a lot of people want to take advantage of opportunity, but they don't prepare for it.
Right.
You have to prepare to take advantage of what comes your way. So the first thing people should do is get some kind of education. An education that teaches you to follow the money, which I know you've heard a lot on this show. I listen to a lot of your shows, is one of the best you can get. So when I personally, right, as someone who helps run a fund, when I see money moving into or out of a sector, I follow that money. So when I see a large injection starting to come in, I know, hey, it's kind of like surfing. You see the wave coming, you jump on your surfboard in preparation to ride it. I can't control that wave. I don't have the billions AUM yet. But what I can do is prepare to ride that wave. And then when I see it starting to head towards a coral reef, man, I can jump ship. And what's fun is it's a lot easier to learn these skill sets than what your normal education and media has made it out to be.
It's true.
That's what I think is so wonderful, is everyone comes up with this, man, I thought this was harder than it's going to be. And it's not. I can get this. I can grasp this. So learning how to see those things, I think that's a huge benefit. And then secondly, have some money available to inject in the market. Right? Go ahead and plan. Say, I'm going to make a plan where I'm going to start saving as much as I can so that I can put this over into the market to ride this current that Trump and K Kennedy and Gabbard and Musk and all of these great people can create for us.
Right, right, right. Is this sort of what you're going to be? Are we getting a little bit of a taste of what we're going to be getting from your free Trump trade webinar?
What just are we? A little bit, yeah, just a little bit. So what we'll do in that is you will walk away knowing how to read a stock chart and actually see this momentum happening in real time.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Cool.
So,
yeah.
So it'll be, it's fun. And when people see it, Steve, their eyes are open and they're like, oh my gosh, I can see this. And they're, you know, giving your virtual high fives and thumbs up emoji in the chat.
I finally know how it works.
We have fun.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, I'm looking forward to it. Gang, obviously this is a wake up call for all of us. I hope you're inspired and excited to take action and position yourself to take advantage now. Yes. Of the Trump wave that is coming. So register for Mark's free Trump trade webinar. It's September 12th, 7 p.m. Eastern. It's online, so you don't have to leave the home. You do it from the comfort of your own couch, and you can actually start really building the legacy you dreamed of. This is what Mark specializes in. So just scan that QR code on the screen or click on the link below to register. I'll be there, and I hope to see you there too. Mark, awesome chat with you, man. I look forward to seeing you on the 12th, and let's have you back real soon.
Sounds great. Thanks, Steve.